Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Republicans are trying to let internet providers sell your data, by Clint Finley. The Affordable Care Act is far from the only Obama-era policy Republicans want to take down now that they control the government. A set of internet privacy rules passed by the Federal Communications Commission last year has also become a target. Though it's received far less attention than health care or immigration, the rollback would affect millions of consumers and bring basic changes to how they use the internet, though they might not ever know it. Companies like Google and Facebook can learn an awful lot about you based on what you search for, what pages you like, and who your friends are. But your wireless company and in-home broadband provider could learn much more. Although Google uses encryption to protect your searches from prying eyes, these companies can potentially see what sites you actually end up visiting and when you visit them. Mobile carriers track your location and could keep tabs on how much time you spend using different apps, and they can sell that information to the highest bidder. The current FCC rules ban internet service providers and wireless carriers from selling many types of consumer data, including web browsing history, location, and health information, unless you explicitly opt in. The rules do allow providers to sell certain types of less sensitive data, such as what type of data plan subscribers have, on an opt-out basis. But these gatekeepers to the internet have long envied internet giants like Google and Facebook. These massively wealthy companies couldn't exist without internet infrastructure to deliver their services, but they face fewer restrictions on data collection. Now, Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona plans to introduce a resolution to overturn the FCC rules, enabling internet providers and wireless companies to sell your data unless you explicitly opt out. The FCC's midnight regulation does nothing to protect consumer privacy, Senator Flake said in a statement to Wired. It is unnecessary, confusing, and adds yet another innovation-stifling regulation to the internet. Until last year, the broadband providers had to comply with a set of less stringent privacy rules imposed by the Federal Trade Commission, which allowed the companies to sell your browsing data. That changed in September when a federal court decided that because the FCC had reclassified broadband providers as utility-like common carriers in 2015, the FTC no longer had the authority to regulate them.
The FCC quickly passed a new set of stricter privacy rules in October. The new rules took effect last month. The broadband industry, unsurprisingly, never liked the new restrictions. Access providers have watched jealously as companies like Amazon, Google, and Facebook used their pipes to reap enormous revenues and become some of the most valuable companies on the planet. Now, the broadband industry is working to become a bit more Google-like. Comcast bought NBC Universal. Verizon bought AOL and will soon own Yahoo as well. AT&T is trying to buy Time Warner. All of these new consumer-facing acquisitions could benefit from the god's-eye view the broadband industry has into their customers' browsing habits. Verizon did exactly that with its controversial Super Cookies in 2012. These trackers collected all unencrypted web traffic on customers' devices and used that data to target ads. Verizon eventually pared back the practice to collecting only data on Verizon-owned sites. But the industry clearly wants to have the option of turning super cookies on by default in the future. Earlier this year, several industry groups sent a letter to Congress arguing that the FCC's broadband privacy rules confuse consumers because they only apply to access providers and not the Googles of the world. Flake appears to be taking the letter to heart. His plan, first reported by Politico, is to use a seldom-used law called the Congressional Review Act that allows Congress to overturn federal regulations within 60 days of when they take effect. It would also effectively ban the FCC from passing similar rules in the future, meaning that even if the Democrats retake the presidency in 2021, the FCC still wouldn't be able to reinstate the privacy restrictions. Flake describes his plan as the first step towards returning control of broadband privacy rules to the FTC. The catch is that as long as broadband providers are considered common carriers, the FTC has no authority to regulate them. But there are some older FCC privacy protections that will remain in place. If Congress enacts a resolution disapproving of the FCC's broadband privacy rules, no enforcement gap will be created, says former FTC Chairman John Leibovitz. As long as the FCC has authority, he argues that a rollback wouldn't leave consumers entirely without privacy protections. That's because federal law allows the agency to fine companies that don't tell customers they're being tracked. Even the new GOP-led FCC would presumably work quickly to pass a new set of privacy rules to avoid privacy anarchy. These would probably be more in line with the FTC's less restrictive rules. But courts may interpret similar rules as too close to those that Congress plans to roll back and prevent them from being re-implemented, says Li Tian, a senior staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. In that case, the FCC may not be able to implement any new privacy rules at all, and it will be up to Congress to pass privacy protections. The Republicans have all the options, says Chen. The question is what they want. Just as with health care, it becomes incumbent on them to decide. Either way, the FCC would not be able to reintroduce the stricter rules if Flake's rollback succeeds. Barring a major public backlash, internet providers could soon start selling your browsing data to advertisers without your express permission. With all that data envy, we have little doubt that they will.
How did you like that last episode? Is there anything we can do to make it better? I'm Raul, and I'm part of the team that brings this Spoken Edition to you. Help us improve it by sending me your feedback via email to Raul@SpokenEdition.com. Your opinion is very important to us, and we'd love to hear from you.